What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled 15 Years Later, Children Later, After a Divorce, She Still Wants Me. So, today, guys, we're going to be talking about something very important. NCL TV already made a video about it earlier today, so I wanted to follow up on it because I got this news actually yesterday. So NCL TV made a video today about these guys who would get with their high school sweetheart early on, and then later on when somebody who's a little bit taller, a little bit better looking, a little bit richer, who says, "Hey, bitch," she's automatically hopping on his cock, you know, which, as we know in the MGTOW community, it's called monkey branching. That's just how women are. Now, the only way around it, guys, and NCL TV made a very good point, is that only way to keep yourself from having a woman hop on somebody else's cock who says, "Hey, bitch," is if she has what I've been referring to as fantasy eyes. Now, fantasy eyes is when a woman looks at you in a way where she like fantasizes about you, okay? This is when you don't even know the girl exists, you have no idea who she is, you're not going after her, you're not seeking her out, you're not simping for her, you're not, "Hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight?" like a certain PUA tells you, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. Obviously, you're not walking around town grabbing your junk either, okay, guys? So, today we're going to be talking about a girl that, back in the old country, Egypt, she wanted me, and she's about my age, a little bit younger. So, she finally divorced her husband. She has, I don't know, one or maybe two kids from him, and she inquired yesterday with my mom, is Amr, you know, still available? You should have let me married Amr, you know, early on, you know, 15, 20 years ago. Obviously, guys, I'm not interested. She's not bad looking by any stretch of the imagination. It's just that, guys, if you're gonna get to where I am, dudes, like for real, guys, I need a fucking Stacy, okay? It is what it is. Even if the girl is like half of my age, even if the bitch is like 20 years old, as long as I'm getting myself a Stacy, that's pretty much all I want, you know? So it's very important for you guys out there to understand that a lot of women, they settle, okay? Just because you pursue a girl, just because she's a virgin, just because she's in the old country, just because you are her first, just because, you know, you simped for her, just because you put a finger on it or a ring on it, just because you had kids with her, doesn't mean that she likes you like that, dudes, okay? Let me tell you something, you know, before I married the hojabi of an ex 8 years ago, I knew it was over for this girl and her relationship when I was at, because you have to remember, these are family friends, okay? That's what they are, they're family friends. So I think the family was at her place, or she was, I think the family was at her place. This was like 8, maybe 9 years ago, okay? I was talking about marketing, stuff like that, because as you guys know, I had a restaurant going on in Egypt with my cousin, who ended up destroying the restaurant, but that's not here or there. For those of you who don't know the story, don't go into business with family, that's all I'm going to say, especially if they had a past of being alcoholics, drug addicts, and like scamming people out of money, you know. Just because they say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, I found Jesus, I found Muhammad, doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, that they turned over a new leaf, okay? More likely than not, the total and complete opposite is true and they're looking for a simp that they can burn. This is why I tell you guys, don't give people second chances. If the bitch is a sharmuta, in the garbage can, okay? As you guys know, I was married to a hojabi, and once I found out her history, especially with the fact that she was acting like a total biatch, I was like, hey, this is gonna get worse. This is not gonna get any better. Throw her in the garbage can. This is what I want everybody here to understand, okay? If you find yourself in a relationship with a woman who is constantly nagging you, telling you, change, if a woman is like giving you trouble, okay, it's gonna come to an end, dudes. It might take 1 year, 5 year, 10 year, 20 years. Eventually it's gonna come to an end, and that's because she never liked you like that. This is what I want everybody here to understand, okay? Very, very important. Again, don't lead with money. I know, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. He's always telling you guys to lead with your wallet, you know. Lie to a woman, manipulate her, tell her that fucking Bill Gates is like your fucking uncle and he's gonna invest $1 billion in your 2-bit fucking, I don't know, computer startup, dumb shit like that, okay, guys? Don't ever do that, dudes. Don't ever manipulate to a woman, don't ever lie to a woman. Don't ever claim to be something that you're not, okay? You know, I tell women, you know, if a woman ever asks, what do you do? I'll tell her I'm an ancient nigger who lives with my mama and delivers pizza. Like it? Cool. Don't like it? Hey, like Red Pill Married here on MGTOW TV says, keep it moving, okay, guys? So, you guys out there, don't ever, ever, under any circumstance, try to lead with your wallet or try to have a woman get intel on you, like, oh, he comes from a rich family, oh, he's a doctor, he's a lawyer. Women have to look at you with fantasy eyes, okay, guys? So again, going back to this girl who just got divorced from her husband, I knew it was over 8-9 years ago, okay? So I was, talking about marketing my restaurant, and she's like, oh, I know something about marketing. And then she was looking at me with those fantasy eyes while I was talking to her, and her husband tried to interject a couple of times, trying to, you know, give us his 2 cents, and she wasn't paying attention to her husband. You know, she was looking at me like, don't bother about him. So I knew that their relationship was over 8-9 years ago. And this is what I want you guys out there to understand. It don't matter what happens, dudes. If she never was interested in you like that, throw her in the garbage. This is what I've been telling you guys. You can't change the social contract that she signed with you. And look, ain't no woman gonna come up to you and be like, hey bro, listen, I just need to be taken care of. Maybe I got the baby rabies, I want a baby, I wanna be taken care of. You know, I'll touch your pee-pee if you can like take care of me and give me a baby. But other than that, I don't like you. You're my oofy doofy, you're my beta bucks deluxe. No girl is ever gonna tell you that, okay, dudes? If you guys think a woman's gonna be like 100% upfront with you, be like, you my oofy doofy, you my beta bucks deluxe, you my trick, you my simp, no woman is ever gonna tell you that, okay, dude? So don't think woman is ever gonna be honest with you. But there are several ways you can tell if a woman is not interested in you like that, and she pegged you as an oofy doofy or a beta box deluxe. You know, some of what I say, it's not all of what I say, but it's most of it. Number one, she'll know your history, she'll know if you come from money, she'll know if you're a lawyer, she'll know if you're a doctor, she'll know if you come from money. That's one way that she'll mark you as an oofy doofy / beta bucks deluxe. She will mistreat you. she will always complain. Like my ex is complaining that I snore. It's like, I don't think I snore, bitch. But she was like, I recorded you. It's like, really, 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 bitch, really? So she'll always be complaining about you. She'll want you to change. This is, again, if she knows your history, like my ex, she knew I came from America. She knew I came from a well-to-do family. So she knew all this about me. But once we got married, she turned 180 degrees because the social contract that she signed with me, and I, of course, had no idea that, you know, that contract was either there, was that I was going to be her oofy doofy slash beta bucks deluxe. And once I realized that, I had no choice but to divorce the hoe. I'm telling you guys, if a woman doesn't like you like that, it's only a matter of time before she throws you in the garbage can. And going back to this girl that's wanted me, she wanted me before she got with her husband, you know, and she still wants me they just got divorced recently. So what does that tell you, dudes? Like, what does that tell you? A girl can know you, can know Mr. Big Dick Alpha Male Fuck the Whole Universe for 5, 10, 15, 20 plus years, still want that guy, even though she has a different life with another dude altogether. This is what I want everybody here to understand. I told you guys, when I used to drive cab in LA, I'd pick up this oofy doofy in the morning. Hi, honey. Bye, honey. I love you, honey. I miss you, honey. You know, they would go to work, and on the way back, I'd get fucking Tyrone from the liquor store getting drunk at 7:35 in the motherfucking morning, okay? That's the guy she wants. That's the guy that she's been banging for motherfucking decades. Not yesterday, not the day before, not fucking last year, but for decades while she's married to this oofy doofy slash beta male simp, okay guys? I can't stress this enough, dudes. Like, I know I know yo homie yo always tells you to lead by your wallet, to manipulate women by claiming that Jay-Z is your cousin and your hit album is gonna drop next Tuesday. For those of you who don't know, when I used to work at Walmart, like, music and movies would come out on Tuesday. I don't know if that's still true or not 20 plus years later. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that it will come down to fantasy eyes, okay, guys? Women care about looks, okay, guys? Now, the guy that this girl had, that this girl wants me, the guy that she had, fat, typical Middle Easterner dude, okay? Overweight, short, not much to look at. What do I tell you guys? Short, brown, and fugly. Now, in his case, he was light skin, yes, but nevertheless, short, chubby, unattractive face. But here's the deal, okay? He pursued her. You guys need to understand, okay? In the beginning, woman will settle, okay? Now, modern woman, they're saying fuck that nigger shit. Okay, the modern woman, she's selling pussy, dudes, okay? You see, women who settle early on, they settle early on because they don't know if they're gonna get with another man or not. They don't know if they're gonna get this chance again, okay, guys? So this is why women normally have settled at a younger age, okay? Because again, they never know if they're gonna get this chance again. They don't know what their marketplace value is. But nowadays, guys, women are just going directly into prostitution. Like Coach Greg Adam talks about the monetized dating place. That's the future right there, dudes. Like, women are selling it on OnlyFans. They're selling it in person. And again, a woman will go out with a dude who is making money and shit like that. But again, if she doesn't like you like that, the guy who comes in, who's better looking than you, who says, "Hey, bitch," she's gonna get on her back with her legs spread wide open for him. And, you know, she's gonna be like, "What, you mean my ex?" It's like, "Yeah, bitch, the guy you've been with for, 15 years. You have kids with him, you know. The guy you divorced, like, yesterday." Dude, that's just how women are, dudes, okay? Never, ever pursue women, okay, guys? It's gonna come down to those fantasy eyes. And if you don't get fantasy eyes from a bitch, hey, rent, don't buy, okay, guys? So, I'm really tired, guys. I've been running from Wisconsin to Florida, and I'm taking off from Florida to Alabama. I was supposed to be like in Georgia today, halfway there, but I'm so freaking tired. But I decided to make this video for you guys because, like I said, you know, my mom called me up and she's like, "Hey, so and so just got a divorce." And she was like, "You should have let me marry your son, you know, 20 years ago." Now, she's not a bad-looking girl, guys, okay? Light skin, decent-looking. But I'm not gonna be a stepdad. Definitely not gonna go with a woman who's my age. Like, for real, dudes, at this point in my life, guys, it's Stacy or Yogi Obes' mom, okay, guys? Nothing in the middle for me at this point in my life, okay, guys? So I cannot stress this enough for you guys out there. It is very imperative for you guys to understand, if you pursue a woman for a relationship, she might give you the relationship, but trust and believe that it's only a matter of time before she leaves you, okay, guys? I don't care if she's a sharmuta here in America. I don't care if she's an old-fashioned gal back in the old country. All women are the same. And you guys gotta understand, like Incel TV said, you know, these women are not having regrets. Let me say that one more time for all the Yogi Obes and Coach Bitch Pills out there who are hard of understanding, okay? Woman who divorce you, woman who break up with you, woman who never liked you like that to begin with, they don't have regrets, okay? As long as she has access to money, that's all that fucking matters, dude, okay? Can't stress this enough, okay? If woman has access to money, that's all that matters. I don't want anybody here to ever think, "Oh, my ex, you know, she probably cries at night, she's probably missing me, you know, her finger is on that button to send me a big head text." No, she couldn't wait to get away from you. Let me say that one more time, okay? She could not wait to get away from you, okay, guys? So understand this really good. It don't matter if you were her first. It don't matter if she's a virgin. It don't matter if you had kids with her. It don't matter if you've been waking up next to her for 5, 10, 15, 20 motherfucking years, okay, guys? If she settled for you, you never meant anything to her. She's only waiting for the opportune time to get away from you, okay, guys? And please don't ever think, "Oh, she's crying over me, she's regretting leaving me, you know, any day now she's gonna call me back." No, your girl is going, okay? Going, gone. Get that through your motherfucking minds, dude. I mean, again, if she never liked you like that, she's going to be either banging the guy that she really wanted, even if she was married to you, or she's simply going to do her own thing and not have to worry about you ever again. This is what a lot of you guys out there need to fucking understand, okay, guys? Don't invest in women, okay? If she has fantasy eyes for you, if she, like Rollo Tomasi said, desire cannot be negotiated, okay, guys? You cannot negotiate desire with a woman. I don't care if you, like, this guy, he was well-to-do by Egyptian standards. I think he was, like, into stock market, trading, finance sector. He's very successful in what he did, guys. Like, he probably would, I'd probably say, top 7% of all of Egypt, in all honesty. But that don't mean anything, because why? Because she never liked him like that. Get that through your mind, guys. I'm gonna say that one more time for all the Yogi Obes and Coach Bitch Pillars out there who are too low IQ to understand the first time around. She never liked you like that. So only a matter of time before she divorces you, breaks up with you, and she's not gonna cry about you. She's not gonna miss you. She's not gonna be thinking about you at night. Her finger is not gonna hover over the send button, you know, a big head. No, no. Your girl is going gone, okay? Coincidentally, this is why all the young women out there, they're just going directly to OnlyFans, okay? And they're going to the JUCO, like Coach Craig Adams said, okay? Women today, because of social media, they realized, hey, I don't have to be with this loser from high school, you know? I can sell it online. I can go meet, I can get flown out to Dubai. I could be making $20,000, $30,000 getting dumped on by an Arab sheikh, okay, guys? So, you guys out there need, and in a way, I'm kind of happy with what's going on, because look, believe it or not, guys, I know I tell you Islam is all about taking women rights away. I know I tell you that, guys, but the one of the very few rights women have in Islam is not to get with an incel, okay? I know a lot of people out there, they think that, oh, if we accept Islam, they're gonna force women to be with me. Nope. Even God himself doesn't want to force women to be with an incel. And that's God, guys, okay? So if God doesn't want a woman to be with an incel, you can only imagine that a woman really doesn't want to be with an incel, okay, guys? So for those of you guys out there who are thinking of accepting Islam just so you can have a woman, no, no, no. If she don't like you like that, dudes, even God himself is not gonna give you to her, okay, guys? So, cannot stress this enough. And stop leading with your wallet, dudes. Like, for real, guys? Like, with me, every now and then I go into a truck stop and I see a woman giving me fantasy eyes. Now, unfortunately, you know, these women are kind of old, fat, usually ethnic, aka black. But hey, you know, at least to get some at least I know that I still got it in a way, right? So, the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there is that don't ever lead with your wallet, okay? Don't ever say, hey, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer. You know, I come from a rich family. Don't ever say that, guys, okay? Because it's like a freaking bear, man. Like, you know, if a bear is not hungry and it really has no intentions of attacking you, and you see the bear and you start running like a retard, well, guess what? you're gonna get the bear's natural instinct to chase after you, okay, guys? It's the same thing with women. So even if a woman inherently, initially, didn't peg you as a Beta Box Deluxe, and you start leading with your wallet, like, oh, I'm a doctor, I make $100,000 a year, I come from a rich family, then all of a sudden her hypergamy is gonna get tickled, and now she sees you as a Beta Box Deluxe, and there's nothing you can do to change that, okay, guys? In all honesty, guys, like, truck driving is like one of the best careers out there, because, you know, if you tell a woman you're a DoorDash driver, that's not something to be proud of. That's something to be looked down upon, okay, guys? But when you tell your a woman that you're a truck driver, you know, that's honorable. You know, nobody talks shit about, you know, truck drivers, okay? Let's get that out in the open, okay? If it wasn't for us truck drivers, look, let me tell you something, dudes. If, like, us truckers said, fuck it, we're not working. If we truckers said, today is what, Friday? If we truckers said, you know what, fuck it, we ain't working for the weekend, Monday, this country will fall on its knees. If we truckers said, right now, we ain't working no more. We ain't working for 2 days. Saturday, Sunday, we ain't working. Monday, this country will fall on its knees, okay? If the U.S. government shuts down, America will actually become better. And I think America became better when Trump shut down the government for 40 plus days, okay? So, the best thing about being a trucker is that you know, women like dudes who do physical jobs. I told you guys, like, a couple of years ago, this girl, she was, like, half white, half Native American, you know. Granted, she was blonde, blue-eyed, but you could tell she was Native American with a triangle nose. And she took a liking to me. And I was at the Beta Male Cafe on my computer, and she's like, what do you do? I'm like, I'm a software engineer. She's like, ooh, I thought you were like a kickboxer or a firefighter. It's like, no. So when you tell a woman, oh, I'm a trucker, she's gonna be like, trucking is, see, here's the thing, dude, like, women gotta fantasize about you, okay, guys? You guys gotta understand, working on a computer like a freaking code monkey, woman ain't gonna fantasize about you working on the computer like a code monkey. But if you tell a woman, I'm a truck driver, she can fantasize about you opening the hood, working on the engine. She can fantasize about you loading the trailer. She can fantasize about you changing the tire or some nigger shit like that, okay? See, women wanna fantasize about a guy. This is why I tell you guys, no woman ever fantasized about a dude working on a motherfucking computer, okay, guys? So, coincidentally, this is why, you know, the Beta Male Cafe, I don't go there that often anymore, because when you're on the computer, you know, women just don't find that to be sexy. They actually find it to be repulsive if you are a code monkey. Especially because, you know, when I work on the computer, guys, I go into total geek mode, you know. Some guys, you know, they put the computer on their lap and they would sit back, grab their coffee. Not me, guys. I get into total geek mode, you know. So kind of like how an Oriental kid gets on a computer. That's how I get on a computer. And again, women don't find that sexy in any form or way. I'm gonna go ahead and close out this video, guys. Like I said, I am really, really tired. I'm probably gonna have a good 9, maybe 10 hour sleep. I gotta be in Alabama tomorrow. Fortunately for me, guys, I'm hauling like fucking toilet paper, tissue paper, shit like that. So it's drop and hook. So I can get to the data center, not data center, I can get to the distribution center pretty much anytime I want tomorrow, drop off this trailer, then pick up another trailer, take it to Wisconsin. You know, this is one of the things I like about working with the company that I'm working with, guys, is that most of the orders you are, first of all, you're hauling fucking tissue paper most of the time, you know, and most of your deliveries, you know, they have an open time where you just show up. Some are even drop and hook, where you just drop a trailer, pick up a trailer, and go your own way. Like I said, I'm making about $1,000. I'm making about $1,000 a week now after taxes. TFM invited me to get on his show to talk to you guys about trucking. I'm probably gonna do that. I don't know if I'm gonna do that tomorrow, Friday. It depends on my schedule. If I have an open schedule, I'll come on for like half an hour, tell you guys about trucking. Trucking, guys, is like good if you're starting out. Trucking, guys, is good if you really have nothing going on. As you guys know, I'm trying to get the food truck best started up back in downtown Stewart. I'm running for a state rep in small town USA. I'm also going to be doing something really cool with Grabber AI. I'll tell you about that later on, thanks to AI technology. So in all honesty, guys, even though this is like an easy gig, I'm clearing $1,000 a week. In all honesty, guys, I think that this is not a good use of my talents. You know, if I was younger, you know, this would be perfect for me. But at the age of 45, it's like, dude, you have a food truck, you got Mitwali Web Services, you can you have a realistic chance of becoming a state rep. So it's like, what are you doing, dude? And you know, making $1,000 a week, you know, for somebody with no college education, well, I don't want to see. Here's the deal, guys, I can actually work for big companies. I don't want to because of my political opposition, and I don't want to be dealing with women. Like, they, like, the good thing about trucking, guys, is that yes, you have a female dispatcher, you have a female at shipping and receiving, but you talk to them what? Like, it's like going to fucking McDonald's. You want fries with that? You know, we don't care about the girl serving you fries, okay? The girl who picks up my phone at the company, I'm like, hey, it's Tractor 601, can you send me to my dispatch, who's a dude, you know? So my interaction with her is like, what, maybe once or twice a week, under 10 seconds. You know, when I go to shipping and receiving, you know, it's like, hey, I'm here, this is my pickup number, boom, shakalaka laka. And a lot of these shipping and receiving places, they're actually getting automated, where you like log in with the order number, your cell phone, and then they just print out everything for you, and you don't even have to talk to anybody, okay, guys? And of course, when I go get my free coffee, I just tell them, hey, coffee refill, here's my phone number to get the reward points, you know, to get the free coffee. By the way, guys, I am actually I just made Diamond member at Love's, okay? So for those of you guys who don't know, if you become a Diamond member at Love's, which is their highest tier, you get unlimited shower, unlimited refills, and you get like 4 points per dollar or gallon, I think. So let's say you fill up 100 gallons, you get 400 points, which are like $4. So effectively speaking, guys, you know, I can buy a $20 meal, but it's really like $14-$15 now, you know. So yeah, I finally became a Diamond and I came a Diamond member on the last day. If this month did not have 31 days, I would not be a Diamond member. But fortunately, we had 31 days, and I just became a Diamond member a couple hours ago. And I'll be a Diamond member throughout August. I just have to fill up, what, 1,500 gallons of diesel a month. I can do that. I'm driving like 10,000 miles a month. So I can easily fill up on 1,500 gallons of diesel. Anyway, guys, I'm pretty much done with this video. I'm getting really tired and sleepy. Like I said, I might sleep for fucking 9, 10, 11 hours. You know, it's a little bit after 8 o'clock. It's almost 8:30. Pray, fall asleep by 9. Probably wake up by, Jesus, 8, 7 in the morning. Then I got a 10-hour drive to Alabama. I'll go to Alabama, drop off this trailer, and then pick up another trailer. I'll only have like an hour on my clock, because you can only legally drive 11 hours. So I'll either stay at the distribution center tomorrow night, or I'll drive half an hour, 45 minutes to a rest area or a truck stop. And then Sunday morning, I'll take off. And then Monday, I'll be out in Wisconsin. So, God willing, I'll be in Wisconsin by this Monday, man. I'm still in Florida as of right now. Like I said, I could have made it to Georgia. I'm just way too damn tired, dude. Like, I'm really, really tired, man. But that's good. You know, I like taking a good 12, 13-hour sleep. You wake up fresh, you shower, and it's like it's a really good feeling, okay? Especially that you get free coffee, you know. They finally got my freaking what you may call it back there working, the inverter. So I got a microwave, I got a fridge, brand new fridge. I have a air fryer, microwave, fridge. I'm living the life. I actually went to Dollar General and bought about $50 worth of food, which should last me 3, maybe 4 days. So I'm averaging like $15 a day. Like, for real, guys, if you're willing to buy your own food, or you know how to use the apps to get good deals, especially if you use your reward points when you fill up gas at Love's, you can probably eat for about $15 a day. So if you're on the road a month, you'd probably end up spending about $500 on food. And like I said, guys, whether I eat at a restaurant or whether I buy my own food, I'm averaging about $15 to $17 a day in food, you know. So plan that you're going to spend about $500 a month on food. Like, the only thing I have to pay, guys, when I'm doing the trucking shit, is the food. Food is the only thing I pay for. I don't pay for anything else, you know. If I need to pay for oil for the motor or windshield fluid, the company reimburses me that. So like I said, guys, the only thing I gotta pay for would be my food, okay, guys? When you go to the shower at Love's, they got towels, they got soap, and as you guys know, I wash my clothes in the shower. I run water on it, then I hand wash it with soap. I actually bought detergent soap from Dollar General. I find the detergent soap to be a little bit more better at getting rid of grease and dirt, and also taking the smell away. So I get the detergent soap. It cost me like $6, but that detergent soap can last with me like a freaking month, you know. So yeah, guys, in all honesty, dudes, this trucking thing is not a bad gig at all. Like I said, if you're like starting out, you know, you want a gig where you're gonna make $1,000. I mean, realistically speaking, dudes, like, you don't even need a car, you know. I knew one of you, like, the trainer I was working with, he's like, when I come back to town, I rent a car. I'm like, dude, you spend $50-$60 renting a car, why don't you just freaking, you know, buy a car? Now I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with a car, you know? My car is at the yard for 2 months. You know, I'm paying insurance on it. You know, I don't even need a car. I don't even need rent. Like, for real, guys? I can be on the road for as long as I want, you know? And if this truck has to be taken down for maintenance for some reason, the company will pay for me to be at a hotel. So realistically speaking, dudes, like, I can live in this truck for as long as I want. You know, I don't have to pay for rent. I don't have to pay for a car. Like, for real, dudes. Like, if any of you guys are willing to, like, spend month on end in a truck, like, for real, guys. You know, I know one truck driver. I actually met him in Medellin, and I met him in a small town, USA. He was passing by. He spends 9 months a year sleeping in the truck, traveling across America. Then he takes 3 months off, and he goes to Thailand, you know. Nowadays, everybody's going to Thailand because Medellin got really expensive thanks to taco. Like, one American dollar used to be like 5,000 pesos. Now, one American dollar is like 3,000 pesos. And they're saying it might go down below 3,000 pesos, you know. So, and you guys gotta remember, as good as Colombia is, it's really not a ooh-ah destination. Like, Thailand will always be an ooh-ah destination. But Colombia is really not an ooh-ah destination like Thailand. So, now, a lot of people have been going to Medellin because the dollar is going down. Inflation in Colombia is high because of all the gringos who went there. A lot of gringos now are like, fuck it, I'll just go to fucking Asia. Yeah, sure. The plane ticket might be an extra $500-$700 more than going to Colombia. But Colombia, for $1,000, I'll get an okay Airbnb. But in Thailand, for $500-$600, I can get a freaking penthouse, you know, with a jacuzzi and a pool. So, like I said, guys, a lot of people now are transitioning from Colombia to Thailand. In fact, I myself might go to Thailand. In fact, you know, Doug K, if you guys remember Doug K on MGTOW TV, he said, hey, whenever you want to go to Thailand, let me know. So, depending how much money I make and shit like that, guys, I might go to Thailand in October, you know. I'll probably link up with Doug in Thailand in October, assuming that, you know, I have enough money. And because, again, October is when I'm going to go back to small town in USA and campaign, okay, guys? So I'll try to go to Thailand either sometimes this year or early next year, okay, guys? Maybe we can have like a MGTOW meetup in freaking Thailand, you know? Take turns getting with Yogi Obe's mom and curb stomping Coach Bitch Bill. But you all ain't want to touch that nigger, you know? You don't want to catch whatever STDs he has going on. Alright, guys, it's time for me to pray and go to bed, man. So, point of this video, dudes out there, guys, very important, can't stress it enough. Point of this video, guys, is that don't lead with your wallet, and for the love of God, don't walk around town grabbing your junk saying, no, yo, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, dog. Alright, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.